Just because we're in a recession doesn't mean you can't make money on the stock market. Marcus de Maria from Investment Mastery regularly trades and teaches others how to do the same. So what are his top tips?
My top tip is never, ever accept a tip from anybody. When it comes to the stock market, you really need to do your own research. Now, if you really want to take a tip from somebody else, take it, but take it on face value. That means do your research afterwards. Do not just say, oh, great, thanks ever so much, and commit your hard-earned money to the stock market.
And what kind of research would you need to do?
It depends on whether you are a fundamental investor, which means that you are somebody who believes that you need to know the revenue of a company, you need to know the profits of a company, you need to know the margins, etc., etc., etc. Or you're the type of person that says, you know what, there are these things called charts which show you the chart price, and therefore you'll get patterns. So if a stock goes up and then down and then up and then down and then up and then down, it does it 10 times, it sort of doesn't take Albert Einstein to tell you that, well, if it comes down again, you have a good probability, that's what it is, a probability that it's going to go up again. Now, if you can put the both together, that's the best thing.
How much do you have to buy of a stock for it to be worthwhile doing?
You can start off with about £1,000. I would really say that that is the least amount of money. And the only reason I say that is because some of my colleagues say that you can start with less, but really it's £1,000. And the reason is that when you make a profit on that, you have to pay the broker a small commission every time you buy and every time you sell. So £1,000.
What kind of returns might you be able to expect?
To start off with, I think that if you are making something like 15 to 20% a year, I think that's very healthy. As you get more intermediate, you should be looking at around 36 to around, I would say, 45%. And then when you really start going anything above that, so I mean, we've had some graduates that have made 65% or 70% in their first year.
How many hours a week do you have to put into doing something like that? Because surely you have to be watching these stocks all the time, don't you, for the little tiny movements?
Yeah, the beauty of it is that you can choose your strategies. So, for example, there's a strategy that takes just 2 hours a month, there's a strategy that takes just 2 hours a week, or there's a strategy that takes 1 hour a day. People say to me, yeah, but which one makes the most money? That's not really the right question. The right question is, which one will suit my lifestyle and which one will suit my personality? Very, very important. Because if you start trying to squeeze something into your already busy and hectic lifestyle, it won't work. Classic example, going to the gym. Everybody starts it, they don't necessarily carry on.
Now, stock market is a little bit like gambling in some ways. So therefore, is there a point at which you turn around and say, you know what, I've made this amount of money, this is my time to stop playing that game?
I think that there comes a time when you grow your portfolio where you have a question, you come to a crossroads where you say, well, okay, I've made all this money now, so doesn't that mean that I can make even more? Or you say to yourself, what I want to do now is I want to start diversifying my portfolio. This is very important. This is called asset allocation. It basically means don't put all your eggs into one basket.
And what sort of things might you diversify then in if you've already been doing the stock market beforehand?
So for example, property in the UK, property abroad, or you might want to give some money to charity because they say that the more you give, the more you receive.
How much help do you need to do something like this? Or is it really something that you can do on your own?
Fundamentally, I really 100% believe that you do need some expert guidance to start off with. I think that a lot of people have lost money in the past because they didn't know what they were doing. And so they thought, well, the market's going up, so it must be really simple. I mean, the late 90s, classic example. Stock market roaring up, couldn't lose money, apparently. As soon as everybody's talking about it, that's probably the worst time to get into it. So I think you do really need some expert help to start off with, a coach or a mentor, until you're making money consistently. And can I just add one more thing? We teach all our graduates to do one thing, and that is to go on to what we call a virtual trader. This isn't like paper trading. This is like a simulator where everything's the same. Everything. If you make a mistake, it'll go, I don't understand what you're doing. It's exactly the same. The prices are the same. The orders are the same. The only difference is it's not real money. So you still get some of that emotion. And it's great fun, you know. It's great fun, the stock market.
What about if you particularly want to trade ethically, so you want to make sure that you don't invest in things that you disagree with and you only want to buy in ethical companies. Can you still make money that way?
Yes, you certainly can. I mean, the great thing about the internet is that you have so much information now and live information about companies around the world. So you can really research as much as you want to your heart's content. Having said that, some of the bigger companies, the multinationals, are so spread out around the world that you will actually probably not find out whether they are involved in some sort sort of, you know, arms dealing or something like that. So therefore, you know, you will never know 100%, but do the best you can. And another thing that you can do, and most people don't know this, but it's fantastic, is that you can make money when markets go down. Most people don't know this. They think that you buy low and you sell high. Well, markets go up, they go down, and they go sideways. So that's three market movements. If you're only making money in one market movement, i.e. when it goes up, then you're going to be only right one out of three times, aren't you? So if you really didn't like a company, you can do something called selling short, which means that you actually sell the company at the top and you help drive down the stock price and just buy it back when it's at the bottom.
That's Marcus de Maria from Investment Mastery.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.